Hello, students, and welcome to one of your last classes in this semester, I'm pretty sure, unless you're going to be re-listening to all of the classes we've registered so far. Today's grammar lesson is about superlatives, those wonderful superlatives, which you probably already know because this is a topic, just like comparison, it's a topic that students usually study in high school or at the beginner level classes of English, as opposed to something a little more difficult, a little more tricky that we have already taken this semester, which hopefully you guys already know. All right, so superlatives. If you're following via book and you are following via PDF, it's page 216, unit 108. Superlatives, the longest, the most enjoyable, etc. Let's study these examples. What is the longest river in the world? By the way, what is the longest river in the world? That's a good trivia question. It's the Nile. What was the most enjoyable holiday you've ever had? Longest and most enjoyable are superlative forms, right? Because the most, the longest, superlatives. The superlative form has an EST suffix, or most. In general, we use EST for short words and most for longer words, just like we did with comparison, right? We added ER for shorter words and more for longer words. The rules are the same as those for the comparatives, as I just said. Long, the longest, but most famous, right? Yes, of course, there is always something to remember. Hot, the hottest, but most boring. Easy, the easiest, but most difficult. Hard, the hardest, and most, but most expensive. A few adjectives are irregular, as it always is in English, right? Good, best, bad, worst, far, furthest, or farthest, but we already know them from the comparison lesson. Let's continue. We normally use the before a superlative. The longest, the most famous, etc., etc. For example, yesterday was the hottest day of the year. Or, the movie was really boring. Or, it's the most boring movie I've ever seen. Or, she's a really nice person, one of the nicest people I know. Or, why does he always come to see me at the worst possible time? Compare superlative and comparatives. For example, this hotel is the cheapest in town. It's superlative, right? Because the cheapest in town. But it's cheaper than all the others in town. It's a comparison. Or he is the most patient person I've ever met. The most patient person is clearly a superlative. Versus he's much more patient than I am. Much more patient is, of course, a comparison. All right, moving on. Oldest and eldest. The superlative of old is oldest. That church is the oldest building in the town, not the eldest. But we use eldest or oldest when we're talking about people in the family. My eldest son is 13 years old, or my oldest son. So when we talk about the age, we can use both eldest and oldest. But when we talk about the superlative in the sense of not a person, we'll always use oldest. Or, are you the eldest in your family or the oldest in your family? Are you? Huh. All right, moving on. After superlatives, we normally use in with places. For example, what's the longest river in the world? Not of the world, right? Or, we had a nice room. It was one of the best in the hotel, not of the hotel, right? We also use in for organizations and groups of people, a class, a company, etc. Who is the youngest student in the class? Who is the youngest student in the class, right? Not of the class. Or, for a period of time, we normally use of. For example, yesterday was the hottest day of the year. Or, what was the happiest day of your life? All right, Now, there are a couple of things you will probably need to memorize if you don't already know them. All right, last but not least point. We often use the present perfect. Remember present perfect? One of our first grammar classes. So much fun. I have done. After superlative, for example, what's the most important decision you've ever had to make? Or, that was the best holiday I've had for a long time. Of course, if you go back to remembering or revising as you should before the exam, present perfect, you'll remember that we use present perfect for experiences, and these superlatives go wonderfully with those experiences. All right, I think as a grammar topic, it's moderately difficult. I don't think it's that difficult. I think some of the things you probably already know. Am I correct? So we'll just go ahead and going to jump in into exercises 108.1. Complete the sentences. Use a superlative, EST or most, plus a preposition of or in. Interesting. Number one, it's a very good room. It's the best room in the hotel. All right, the best room is a superlative in the hotel, because of course we use in. Number two, it's a very cheap restaurant. It's blank the town. All right, a minute to write the answer down. Remember, you need to use a superlative and a preposition. A minute. Alrighty, so it's a very cheap restaurant. It's the cheapest in town, in the town. Right, so it's the cheapest in the town, right? The cheapest is superlative. Cheap, we add EST because it's a short adjective. All right, number three. It was a very happy day. It was blank my life. Insert that blank of life. A minute to write it down. All right, let's see. So it was a very happy day. It was the happiest day of my life. It was the happiest day of my life, right? Because we use, for a period of time, we usually use of, so of my life. It was the happiest day of my life, and the happiest is superlative. All right. Number four. By the way, if you happen to have the book and not only using the PDF that I attached to the class, the book happens to have the keys, of course. Do not look at them because the whole purpose, and this is our one of the last classes, maybe it's a little too late to tell you, but I figured it's common sense, so you wouldn't do it. Do not look at the answers. Answer yourself. Wait until I correct. Wait until I tell you. Otherwise, the whole point of the class kind of goes into the air. Alrighty, let's go back. It was a very happy way in my life. She's a very intelligent student. She is blank the class. Insert that blank. Remember to insert superlative and a preposition. A minute to write it down. All right, let's see. She's a very intelligent student. She is the most intelligent student in the class, right? She is the most intelligent student in the class. All right, moving on. Number five. It's a very valuable painting. It's blank, the gallery. A minute to write that blank down. All right, let's see. It's a very, very valuable painting. It's the most valuable painting in the gallery, right? We use in with places, the most valuable, because valuable has a few syllabi. Therefore, it's the most valuable painting in the gallery. Great. Number six. Spring is a very busy time for me. It's blank the year. A minute to insert that blank down. Alrighty, spring is a very busy time for me. It's the busiest time of the year. It's the busiest time of the year. Goody. The busiest, because busy is a short syllable word, therefore I add an EST, and The, of course, because it's a superlative of the year, because we are talking about time, period of time. Good. In the following sentences, use one of plus a superlative and plus a preposition. Things are getting serious here. Number 7. It's a very good room. It's one of the best rooms in the hotel. Yeah, one of the best rooms in the hotel. All right. Number 8. He's a very rich man. He's won blank the country. Blank. A minute to write the blank down. Alrighty, number 7, it's a very good room. It's one of the best rooms in the hotel. Number 8, he's a very rich man. He's one of the richest men in Europe. He's one of the richest men in Europe. One of the richest is superlative and in Europe, preposition. Alright, let's continue. Sorry, he's a very rich man. He's one of the richest men in the country. Of course, I was looking. I kind of had mixed lines here. Alrighty. So he's one of the richest men in the country. One of the richest. Superlative and preposition of the country. Alright, moving on to number 9. It's a very big castle. It's blank Europe. A minute to insert that blank down. Alrighty, it's a very big castle. It's one of the biggest castles in Europe. It's one of the biggest superlative castles in Europe. Awesome. Number 10, she's a very good player. She's blank the team. A minute to write the answer down. All right. Number 10. She's a very good player. She is one of the best players in the team, but also on the team is possible. All right. She's one of the best players in the team or on the team. Goodie. Number 11. It was a very bad experience. It was blank my life. A minute to write the answer down. All right, so number 11. It was a very bad experience. It was the worst experience of my life. I'm sorry. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. One of the worst is a superlative. Also, an irregular superlative of bad, right? So bad, worse, worst. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. Why do we use of? Because we're talking about a period of time, like life. All right, perfect. Number 12. It's a very famous university. Oh, so it's University of Trieste then. It's blank the world. A minute to insert the answer down. All right, it's a very famous university. It's one of the most famous universities in the world. It's one of the most famous universities in the world. Great. Which one is that? Good question. All right, 108.2. Complete the sentences. Use a superlative, EST or most, or a comparative, ER. Or more. Ah, comparatives and superlatives. Now there's a nice check for you. All right, number one. We stayed at the cheapest hotel in the town. Cheap. So superlative. Number two. Our hotel was cheaper than all the other ho others in the town. Cheap, right? So I think it's kind of easy to understand from the meaning already. This is where you need to use superlative or comparative, or of course. If you do need to refresh your other lessons exercise, do so. All right, number three. The United States is very large, but Canada is blank large. A minute to write the answer down. Remember, you choosing between a superlative and a comparative, depending on the sentence. All right, a minute to write the answer down. All right. The United States is very large, but Canada is larger. Right? It's a comparison. Canada is larger means it's bigger, right? Is it true? It doesn't sound like it's true. I'll believe you, Murphy. I guess you're right. So the United States is very large, but Canada is larger. Comparative. Goody. Number four. What's blank country in the world small? A minute to write the answer down. All right, so what's blank country in the world small? What is the smallest country in the world, right? The smallest country in the world is a superlative. All right, great.